Explore Napa Valley, California with WSJ Magazine and Indigare. Join WSJ Magazine on intimate winery visits with globally acclaimed winemakers and celebrated chefs. Enjoy stunning views, Michelin-starred restaurants, private cellars, and much more. Book this exclusive trip at indigare.com/WSJ Magazine or call 646-780-8383.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The staff at Amazon Web Services got a surprise visit from Federal Reserve investigators earlier this year. That's unusual for the Fed to sniff around a big tech facility, but the investigators knew exactly what they were looking for. We have details in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. Businesses pulled back on their investments in the second quarter of the year, but for the American consumer, it's blue skies ahead. A monthly survey of consumer sentiment indicates that Americans' outlook for the economy and their own buying power has remained strong and stable since the start of 2017. That's despite all the talk of trade battles and economic slowdowns overseas. The survey, by the way, was taken before President Trump's comments this week that he may impose additional tariffs on Chinese goods in September. But much of that optimism has to do with average hourly wages for private sector workers, which have risen 3.2% from a year ago, and that's up slightly from the previous month's pace. And remember those dash buttons that allowed Amazon customers to reorder products like laundry detergent or diapers? Well, they're going to be officially turned off at the end of August. Back in February, Amazon said they would stop selling the little buttons globally, and as of August 31st, consumers won't be able to place orders through them. Now, if you're a dash button fan, you can blame devices like Amazon's Alexa-enabled Echo for making the button obsolete. But fear not, Amazon says you can still use the virtual dash button on Amazon's website or mobile app.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you hear Federal Reserve, you think of interest rates and economic indicators. But what does the Fed have to do with Amazon? Federal Reserve examiners paid a visit to an Amazon facility this past spring, and Wall Street Journal reporter Liz Hoffman is here to tell us what they were looking for. So Liz, this is pretty unusual, right? The Fed sniffing around an Amazon facility?
Very. One of the Fed's jobs, in addition to setting interest rates, is keeping an eye on the banks. It's their job to make sure that the banks are safe and sound and healthy, and that is obviously very important. One thing they've been getting more interested in over the last year or so is all of these really big technology companies that are vendors to banks, and they're doing more and more of a kind of behind the scenes, under the hood, you know, bips and boops and digitization that makes banking work today. And so the Fed has been getting very curious about that.
And as Amazon has grown its web services business, it's become very tightly linked to banking.
Amazon is the biggest provider of cloud computing, which is basically on-demand data and storage and analytics that banks use. Banks used to run, you know, and some of them still do, but they had these huge data centers that they were like running themselves and upgrading the servers and downloading the software. And a lot of them have said, that's not what we do well. That's not our core competency. Let's outsource it to a tech company, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, that do this for a living.
And they handle things like credit card payments and all sorts
credit
of...
Credit card payments, trading order flow, you know, when you want to log in and they have to send you a one-time password. Odds are that probably comes from an application on a cloud that just, whoosh, sends that out.
It seems that Amazon knows its size and influence in the banking industry, and it's lobbied against more regulation, but probably was not a big fan of investigators coming around. That jumped out at me in your description of how Amazon employees reacted when the Fed showed up.
So the legal authority here of the Fed to officially regulate, examine, demand things of a company that isn't a bank is a little bit unclear. Amazon, you know, from our reporting, is not against the idea, did not tell them to get lost, but had some questions about, well, what exactly do you want to see? Where would you store the data we gave you? Who would have access to it? The kinds of questions that, frankly, you would expect from a pretty tech savvy company. The Fed is not used to being asked those questions. When the Fed tells the companies it regulates that it wants something, it's on their desk by the time they get back to the office.
And they were allowed to look at things but not take anything with them.
Exactly right.
Now, the examiners who visited Amazon in April also, coincidentally, they regulate Capital One, but there's no evidence so far that the investigators were aware of the Capital One hack that was brewing.
That's right. Our reporting shows that the Fed was not aware until shortly before the charges were made public this week. Yeah, these were regulators from the Federal Reserve's branch bank in Richmond, which is the primary overseer for Capital One, which is also based in Virginia. And they were visiting an Amazon Web Services, has a very big office in suburban D.C.
Seems like we should not mistake this visit by the feds to Amazon as being just a one-off visit. Amazon and other companies working so closely with the banks are going to draw more and more attention.
Yeah, and that point was made explicit to Amazon that this is the first of what's likely to be, you know, an ongoing oversight process. Now, again, the Fed kind of needs to think through, well, what can they really demand? And Amazon needs to think through, well, how cooperative do we want to be? And they'll all sort that out. But, you know, my understanding, our reporting showed that this was sort of a baseline examination. They want to understand the business better. They want to know what they should be looking for and monitoring going forward. And that most of the questions were about things like resiliency and backup and contingency planning.
You raise a good point in the story you wrote with Dana Mattioli and Ryan Tracy. That is, it's a brave new world out there in that big tech is now a major player in the banking sector, whether they want to be or not.
They certainly want to be because they like the money that banks pay them. I think they went headlong into this business without really thinking through what that meant in terms of oversight. You know, you will not find a more heavily regulated company in the world than a big bank in America right now. Mm-hmm. And rightly so. They're hugely important and they have like a not great track record in the last 10 years or so of keeping their house in order. And so they're so heavily regulated. Now, think of all the vendors that they use. I mean, from AWS, where they rent huge amounts of server space, but like all the way down to the people who provide the plastic for their credit cards. They have, you know, janitorial services. They have all of these outsourced relationships and services. And all of those people on some level like have some key to the some part of the bank. And that, you know, the Fed, you know, would argue, and I think they're right, injects some risk that didn't used to be there 50 years ago.
And the regulation on the part of the government overseeing companies that provide a backbone to the banking industry, that regulation seems to be in its infancy and it's going to change shape and grow as the government figures out exactly how it's going to kind of keep that industry in its field of vision.
Tech has been very lightly regulated, right? They came up as these sort of fun apps that let you send photos to each other, and it didn't seem like they, you know, needed to be that closely watched by Washington. But, you know, they've expanded and ever further and further into things that are watched by Washington. And so the question is, where do these things, the things that we, whether it's banks or antitrust, there's been a lot of antitrust investigations that are starting to be launched, which is like these things got really big and really important really fast. And with that size and clout and ubiquity comes all of this responsibility, and how do we think about that? So, you know, add the Fed to the list, but, you know, the Department of Justice, the Federal Trade Commission, mm-hmm. you know, it's a long list of regulators that want a piece of Silicon Valley.
Yeah, they're in the adult pool now.
Yeah, and you know what? They make a lot of money, and they have a lot of customers, and that's, you should expect the glare of the spotlight when you get that big.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Liz Hoffman here in our studio. Liz, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.